Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
All Linfield University does is win and win and win when it comes to the college football Division III playoffs. Last week against Texas Lutheran, it was 51-3 at halftime, 65-3 is your final score, and Linfield moves on, advancing to the quarterfinals of the Division III playoffs, where they'll play Mary Hardin Baylor on Saturday at noon. It is a home game. Here to talk about it, Joseph Smith, Linfield's football coach. Coach, how you doing today?
Doing great, thank you.
Hey, Division III playoffs, you've got Mary Hardin Baylor coming up, noon kickoff on Saturday. Give us an idea. This will be on ESPN Plus as well, so people can check out the game. But last week wasn't much of a game. I was kind of tracking it from a distance. You had a big halftime lead. What was that experience like for you?
Well, it was great. We probably had one of the finest halves of football I think one of our programs has had in 20 years, to be honest. So we came out and we had that bye week and had 2 weeks to prepare and really executed well and hit on all cylinders and all three phases. I think we're winning, so I'm not sure we could have done much better. So that's how every game is supposed to go in terms of the plan, but rarely does it go that way, and certainly on Saturday was a heck of a day for us.
65-3 was the final. At halftime, you come in, you've got this, you know, this big lead. What's your message at halftime to the team to kind of keep it focused?
Well, I can't remember the exact score at halftime. I want to say we might have put 50 points up, you know, it might have 49 or 50 something points. So, we're always really honest with our guys. I told them, hey, the game's over. We're going to set our starters, and we played the second string guys the whole second half and said, now is your time to play. So expectations are the same, and the guys went out and played real well. We still, I think, won the second half too, but certainly not by the same margin. But you know, the backup guys deserve a chance to play, and they got their opportunity.
Yeah, 51-3 at halftime. We're talking to Joseph Smith, Linfield football coach. You beat Texas Lutheran in the second round of the Division III tournament. Now you get a third-round home game against a team that's got some national championships in its past. If you can, maybe talk a little bit about, you know, Mary Hardin Baylor.
Absolutely. Well, Mary Hardin Baylor's been a team we know exceptionally well. It seems like almost every year the playoffs, certainly since, gosh, the late 2000s, have been going through them, and we've matched up quite often. I don't know, 8-9 times it seems like, something like that. That could be an exaggeration, but it seems like that. And we know them well, and they're definitely the kings of Texas. You know, the TLU was a fine football team, but they certainly are not in the same category as the talent that the crew bring to bear. So very big, physical, fast team. Typically the fastest and biggest, you know, that's sort of what they make their living on up front. So very physically imposing up front, and it's very difficult to move the ball, let alone score on their defense. They're quite formidable in that fashion. So they have our full attention, and I know we have theirs. So should be one heck of a matchup.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm looking at the bracket here, and I'm looking at the calendar, and, you know, I've got a daughter who's a college kid, and she's focused on finals right now and some papers. And, you know, I know the upper division is expanding this playoff to 12 teams. You guys at the D3 level have been doing this for a while. How do you manage sort of that academic thing with athletes with this tournament that goes on?
Well, that's a great question. I'm honestly quite worried about it. I think the years that we've had long playoff runs, which have been often, but those years we do feel it, you know, in the GPA category. It is difficult for the guys to keep focused on their grades when, you know, they tangibly are in the playoffs, etc. So, hopefully our guys have had good time management all semester, because you just can't save poor grades at the end. You know, you can manage them and keep your grades up, but it's very difficult to improve them late. So hopefully our guys have already done the work, and now they got to they got to finish through finals and projects, because yes, this is the last week of classes and finals are next week. So, you know, we definitely have to finish strong in the classroom. It is difficult for the student athletes. I feel for them.
Yeah. I'm looking at Oregon's season, there's a chance they could play like 16 or 17 games, right? And have this really long season. And I think for years, D2 and D3 have been doing this. I think there's some things you could probably teach the people who are you shaking your head at all at the kind of the back and forth that goes on and all the propaganda with the selection committee and every Tuesday night? Because you guys seem to have figured that out.
Well, I don't know, if we have any answers, but I do know that the problems that they're talking about are certainly not unique, and people like you mentioned have dealt with those for many years. So I think it's time management. You got to deal with that for your student athletes. But as far as the rankings and who are the best teams and the seedings, oh goodness, there's controversy at every level with that. And I can only imagine everyone's got an opinion, and rightly so. So that's quite a mess.
You guys have this game coming up Saturday for people who want to check it out. It is a home game in the quarterfinals against Mary Hardin Baylor. I'm looking at the bracket. I can look ahead. You don't want your players to do that, but semifinal would be potentially against Johns Hopkins and DePauw winner, and then there would be a championship game. Do you start scouting? Does someone on your staff start scouting? Is that, or do you just actually take it step to step?
We really try to just take it step by step. I think, our logistics crew are going to start looking at what those trips might look like. I actually know where those places are now. I've tried to look ahead and figure out, what town would we be going to, what city. And so I think you have to be prepared a little bit, because it's very difficult to plan a trip on Sunday, and have that all done on Monday. And so I think, yeah, you need to have a little forethought. But as far as schematics, no, we're locked in on Mary Hardin Baylor. They're just too good not to be. So it's going to take all hands on deck and all effort, mentally and physically on game planning and trying to prepare the guys to be the best we can be on Saturday. So it's all focus on the Crusaders.
I can remember years ago having Brett Elliott, a former Linfield quarterback, on the show kind of talking about being a player. And now he's a quarterback coach, offensive coordinator with the program. We talked last time about the culture and the culture keepers. You're one of those people. But what is that like to have players who come back and have been around the program, for extended periods of time?
Well, it's pivotal for us. I mean, the secret of Linfield is we've had Linfield players come back and coach for us. I mean, the majority of my staff all played here, and not everybody, but quite a large amount of them, and they're the guys willing to do it for no money, pretty much, right? So, out of loyalty. So, but I'm really proud of that. And Brett's had such an impact on this program. He not only as a player, but certainly now as a coach. And he got to coach my son Wyatt, at quarterback, and then recruit my younger son Colton, at receiver, and got to coach all them. And now those guys are both helping us coach too. So, that's how I think a good program sustains itself at these levels is out of loyalty and perpetuating the things that have made your program strong. Year in, year out, those perpetuated cycles of behavior. So I think that's the secret of our program and its success, and Brett's a giant part of that.
Joseph Smith, Linfield football coach, is our guest. The Wildcats have advanced to the quarterfinals. They'll play at noon on Saturday. Blake Eaton, your starting quarterback, 5 touchdowns all in the first half last week. That must have been fun. I mean, when you're playing football and things are working and you're moving the ball, and I don't want to say it's like 7-on-7, but that must have been a lot of fun for Blake and the offense to see that happen.
Well, it really was. And like in basketball, when those shooters get hot and they just feel like they can hit any shot, that's really the rhythm that Blake got into. And boy, he hit some wonderful passes right on the money, hit guys in stride. And that's why you see the terrific offensive output, because not only were they completions, but then they, were long runs after the catch plays because of that. So he had a phenomenal game. He was spot on.
All right, so give me an idea. I've got Dan Lanning coming on the show coming up at 4:20 today. And do you have any advice for a coach who's gone round, around, around? You've been in these playoff scenarios. You've navigated it successfully. Any advice you would give, not just to Lanning, but coaches in general who find themselves in a bracket where you've got to win four or five games to win the title?
Well, Coach Lanning's a great coach, and he doesn't need any advice from me. But, you know, the Oregon coaches I've got to know over the years, I've felt very highly on all of them. You know, there may be a few that got let go early that we all necessarily didn't love, but the guys that were there for a long time were all good coaches, and they know the same thing he does. He's been around winners. You focus on the game at hand, and you prepare your guys for that opponent, and you got to block out everything else. So,
Joseph Smith, good luck to you Saturday, and we'll be talking to you. Let's keep the karma going. We'll talk to you in front of the semifinals as well.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate all you do for Oregon.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you, Coach.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Coming up at 4:20, it'll be Dan Lanning, Oregon coach. We go from one playoff bracket to another. We might as well get into the Division II brackets as well, as long as we're talking about it. The bald-faced truth all over it, and it's BFT karma. It was brought to my attention today. Kenny Dillingham, the Arizona State coach, the Big 12 Conference Coach of the Year. Doug Tamro, the Sports Information Director at Arizona State, tweeting at me, saying, hey, this is a guy you've had on your show multiple times. It's BFT karma. Coaches keep coming on the show. Their teams keep winning. I want you to leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth. Our big splash is coming up.